Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's rock, y'all. The levels are good today on this 17th. Yo, it's April 17th. Hold on. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? It's April 17th already. How? Where? Where's the time go? But it is. It's April 17th, 2023. And this is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. And tonight we're talking about the magic word. The magic word. You know what the magic word is? The magic word is whatever word that you need to use in order to make somebody do something, in order to make them go, in order to make them be nice. But the magic word can also be the magic word that does the opposite thing. It can be the antagonist. The magic word can be the turn-off word. It can either be the turn-on word or it can be the turn-off word. The thing about the magic word is, I think that we probably all have a magic word, but the magic word that we all have may not perform magic or work magic for everybody. For example, your lover, your sweetheart, your sweetie, your boo, your baby. The magic word for them might be baby. The magic word for them might be, well, the magic words for them might be, I love you. Y'all may have a secret language or a private language. Let's call it that. Y'all may have a private language in which y'all communicate with each other. Y'all talk to each other. So the magic word for them will have a lot to do with the interaction that the two of y'all have together privately. It's not for the rest of the world. That magic word, if somebody else could use that magic word, it may not work the same magic on you as it did with your baby, with your sweetie, with your boo, with your sweetheart. So a stranger, a random associate, may have to find a magic word that will work for you. So maybe one of your starting magic words may be a word of courtesy. When you do something for somebody, hold a door for somebody, extend a courtesy to somebody, or kindness, a kind gesture to somebody, the magic words may be thank you. In the beginning of meeting someone, the magic word may be hello. Hey, hello. You know, there can be a different vibration between hi and hello. Some people prefer hi. Some people prefer hello. Hello does sound a little bit more formal. It sounds a little warmer. Hi sounds like hi. But it's not always like that. For some people, it is very warm. It's like, hi, hi. You know, my dad used to do this thing. He used to practice answering the phone and smiling. So he always sounded real inviting and friendly over the phone. And he never failed at it. I've seen him hesitate before he answers the phone. He never just hung up, I'm answering the phone like, hello? It was always, hello? I see why. Yeah, that's a lot. But he understood the magic that comes through that telephone receiver. And so it worked for him. So hardly any time when someone called him or he called somebody, were they turned off by hearing his voice on the other end, regardless of whatever the conversation was going to be. But you understand what I'm saying? So the magic word for you may be different with some people than it is for other people. So what are your magic words? Do you have a magic word? Do you have some magic words? Hello, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Oh, you look really nice today. Oh, you're so pretty. You smell great. Man, boy, somebody in here is really handsome. Compliments. Compliments can be chock full of magic words, particularly for a person who has not heard those magic words in a long time from anyone that they wanted to hear those words from. So guess what? Today, you know what I found out? You know when I do these birthday shout-outs? Before I started doing birthday shout-outs on the show, I would just do random birthday shout-outs to people who were on my friends list on Facebook. So, if you're my friend on Facebook, you know how you get the, hey, it's such and such birthday today. You get a whole list of birthdays. And I used to inbox them, male and female. Hey, happy birthday. Well, I would only inbox them if they didn't allow people to post on their page. Not everybody allows people to write on their page. You know, some people, I've noticed that some people turn off people being able to write on their page when their birthday comes up, because I guess they don't want to have to say thank you or acknowledge everybody. You know, there's hundreds or thousands of friends on their page. I mean, it's their choice. I don't, you know, some people feel some kind of way about people doing that. I don't, you know. Listen, it's your page. It's your page. You control it the way you want to control it. You don't know who somebody may be trying to ward off, hold back, you know, calm down, get out of their lives or whatever. But the bottom line is, what I found out about that is that some people consider it to be a big deal for you to acknowledge that it's their birthday. Like, I mean, people have written me back. Like, hey, thank you so much for the birthday shout-outs. You know what I mean? I'm like, what? There were other birthday shout-outs on your page. Didn't matter. That's the magic of the magic word, or that's the power of the magic word. It depends on who it's coming from. So if somebody didn't think that you... What I used to say when you didn't show interest in somebody, he doesn't even know I'm alive. She doesn't even know I exist. Well, from the right person, when they show you that they do know that you exist, that can be they can automatically or magically find the magic words for you. So those magic words, those words may not have the same magic for everybody, but for that person, from that person, they may have the magic word. I love you, baby. I love you. That might be the magic words for your lover. But somebody at your job say that to you, you might report them to HR. They might have to be dealing with a little sexual harassment. I don't know. If you randomly told somebody at work that you love them, could they say that that's sexual harassment? I'm not sure if that would be sexual harassment. But if you put baby on, like, hey, baby, I love you, it's definitely on the line. It doesn't really have a sexual connotation to it, but it definitely, you're going to get a warning. How about that? Somebody is going to talk to you about what's appropriate at work and what's not. How about that? So you might not get a sexual harassment charge or allegation, but somebody is going to talk to you about appropriate usage of language in the workplace. Those words were not your magic words. Not your magic words. Worst thing you can do in the world can be to tell somebody that you don't love that you love them. Or repeat back to somebody that you love them because they said that they love you. You might be saying I love you back to them in a friendly way, like, I love you too. Meanwhile, they like, I knew it, you sly dog. You Sly Dog, the magic word. That's what we're talking about today on the Daily Go Get Up Ism Show. So, let's get into it. Shall we? Shall we get into it? I think that we should. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this your daily go get a mism show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get'emism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. Tonight on the Daily Go Get'emism Show, we are talking about the magic word. The magic word, the word that makes you go, go. The word that makes you go, the word that makes you, that makes it happen. The word that starts the engine. The word that will take the car and make the car go far. Or it's the word that will turn you all the way off. The word that totally turned the tables. The word that let me know that you really didn't care. You ain't nothing but a faker. Beat biter. Dope style taker. Say it to your face. You ain't nothing but a faker. So let's get into it. What's going on, Stacey White? How you feeling? Thanks for coming on through tonight. And Carol Chamberlain, my friend, my favorita, always great to see you. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your side. All right? What's up, y'all? So what y'all, what y'all got for me, man? What are the magic words? You know, a magician uses words like abracadabra, alakazoo, hocus pocus. What's that? Wait a minute. I actually looked it up. Wait a minute, y'all chill. I'm telling you, I got it. Magic word. I don't know. What's the bull on Sesame Street that used to say, I love peanut butter sandwiches? I said, open sesame. That's the one I'm looking for. Open sesame, the magic word to make a door open, to make a safe open, to make a treasure chest open. Magic words. I don't know if there's a real thing as magic, not what a magician does. And we know that they are just magic tricks. But the mental part about it, the spirit, the spiritual part about it, the soul of it, the thing that makes you get into a realm where the hand can be successfully quicker than the eye and make you believe that magic is happening. Now, I do believe in magic. I just don't believe in the magic that magicians do. I know a little too much. But I do believe that some things are magic. Just like some things are spiritual, just like some things are mystical, just like some things are miraculous. So magic does happen. We just don't always know how to make it happen. But one thing about magic is that it's unexpected. It's not magic if you expect it to happen. It's magic when it's like, oh, it's so surprising. I can't believe it. Magic, you know? So like, yo, I didn't do anything to get this bill paid. But magic happened. So we can't always find a word to associate with the magic that we have experienced. But when we do something expected, when we do something unexpected for somebody else, or somebody else does something unexpected for us in a good way, it feels like magic. And we may or may not know the words that we use in order to make it happen, but there are words that turn people on. There are words that make people react. There are words that capture people's attention. And there are also words that turn people off. There are words that distract people away from you or detract people away from you. There are words that will change a person from really liking you to not liking you anymore. And we have the power to use those words. When we are conscious about the words that help, the words that will make something good happen, and we choose not to use those words, because sometimes we choose not to use them. I mean, I don't care about that nigga. I don't care whether they happy or not. I don't like them. I don't like the way they are. I don't like the things that they do, and I don't like what they did. So although I could use the words that I know, you know, will make his or her silly ass do what I want them to do or need them to do, I'm not doing it. As we get older, as we get smarter, we start thinking like, I think as you start getting older, and maybe I could just be speaking for myself, but as we start getting older, I think we start deciding that we could probably do more with positive situations than with negative situations. And that could just be me. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm just a little battle-worn, battle-torn. This is worn, torn, Omar. Look, I don't want to fight no more. I don't want to fight no more. I've been in too many wars. I've been in too many battles. Maybe I've won too many. Maybe I haven't won as many as I wanted to win. But I know this. I know this. None of those wars that I've been in, none of those battles that I've been in, whether I perceptively won or lost them, none of them have gotten me farther. You know, and when countries go to war with each other, one country wins the war and they get whatever it is that they wanted from that other country. Sometimes in our emotional wars, our professional wars, our personal wars, we don't even get a good feeling out of them. Now, here we are declaring ourselves the winner of the war, and it's like, show me what you won. We can't show you nothing. All I got from that war is an enemy. Congratulations to me. Congratulations to me. Guess what? You won the war. You got yourself a new enemy. You got yourself a negative situation. You got yourself some surveillance. You got yourself some sabotage. You got yourself some defamation. Tell them what he won, Johnny. You need a consolation prize. So anyway, the magic word. Do y'all have any magic words? What kind of words, and you don't have to reveal everything, of course, but what kind of words would you say will bring people closer to you? What kind of words do people use that raise your eyebrows and say, oh, this person gets it? Okay. What kind of words will people or can people use that will make you select that person as the person you're going to help? You know, when I took a job search course back in high school, you know, that course changed my life. It really did, because it showed me what to say when I got into an interview. It told me what to do. It told me what to do to get an interview, and it told me what to say when I got in an interview, and they told me what to do and what to say after the interview was finished to get the job. I like things like that. It's insider information. It's like the way that you can tell that somebody is part of your club, or that they are, part of your club, part of your group, part of the culture. You know, if I'm a plumber, let's say I'm a master plumber, I got my master plumber's license. I got my master plumber's license. So when I go into the Home Depot, whenever I go to a plumbing supply store, I give them my tax ID number, and I'm going to get my plumbing supplies on a discount. Now, if a person who claims that they're a plumber also, whether they are a master plumber, whether they are a journeyman, whether they are an apprentice or whatever, but they don't seem to know the names of any of the procedures or any of the fittings. Everything is a whatchamacallit, a thingamajig, a thingy. I'm like, you know, I can't send you to the store to get supplies because thingy, thingamajig, thingamabobs, whatchamacallit ain't going to work. Now, you say you're a plumber, you should know the name of these fittings. Well, it's an elbow. All right, I'll take elbow, but you realize it's a 90. So you have a 90, you have a 45. A 90 goes this way. And a 45 goes that way. Oh, I need a T. A T? Okay, so when certain people use certain words in conversation, you know that they've been there before. You know they know what they're talking about. So you know that they're part of that culture. You know that you can actually have a conversation with that person because they get it. It's not that that person may not have been around it, but they're not using the right words. So they don't know the magic words to use with you. Nah. They don't know the magic words. You know. So what are magic words that you know of that will show you that somebody is there with you? Somebody is there with you. Magic words. It's like it's not like the what's the password? Okay, yeah, the password is different. The password is, I mean, you can say that that's the magic word, but the password has been shared among everybody. The magic word that I'm talking about tonight is personal. These are your personal magic words that people should use when dealing with you, because that will guarantee or at least have a greater likelihood of turning out a good experience. Gabish? Gabish? Do you understand? Let's get it popping daily, go get a Mism show. Well, that might explain a lot. That might explain something. And sure might. And might. Mia Cunningham, goddamn. What's going on, Ma? It's good to see me, some of you. Thanks for coming through. And also Shirley Shell, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. How y'all feeling today? Carol is feeling much better. That's what's up. Okay. Let me see. Let me get these spectacles on my face. Let me stop trying. Let me stop having to try so hard. Okay. Thank you, Carol. That's right. Hit that like button, please. Pretty please. It costs you nothing. Your name won't be recorded. When I go to my notifications, it does not tell me who liked the show. All it says is someone liked the show. And it only does that for the first, like, for the first person who likes it. Like, it don't, you know, after that first like, maybe the second one, you don't get no more notifications. Like, all right, just keep checking your shit, dude. Like, this ain't Facebook. You're not getting a notification every time somebody like your shit. All right. Carol says, your words can sometimes turn a bad situation into a positive situation, just showing kindness, as they say. You never know what someone is going through. Man, that's where those magic words may be so significant. That is so, so absolutely true. Somebody might be having a bad day. They may be having a bad time in their lives. And you might come along and just be like, you know what? I really like you. I really appreciate you. You know, how somebody acknowledges. We've talked about this on previous shows. You know how somebody has shown you that they've been checking you out in a good way, not on some stalking crazy shit, but you know, they let you know that they like what you do. They like what you symbolize. They like who you are. And they'll tell you, I remember when you did this thing a while back, you know, I was really impressed with that. Ever since then, I was like, yo, that's the one right there. And you know, there's something like that is going to grab your attention. Like, oh wow. You know, I was just doing my regular thing. Or it might've been something that you were hoping that somebody noticed, but nobody seemed to notice. But then you realize like, oh dang, somebody else out there did give a shit. They cared that you were trying to make a difference. They cared that you were trying to do good. They noticed and acknowledged that, all right, we out here. We doing things. We trying, man. We in the trenches, front line. Where my front line is at? So that magic word might be like, I saw you. I like you. I appreciate you. I'm glad you're here. Yes, those are more than one word, but okay. So what? Those are the magic words. And people need to hear those things. One of the most disheartening things that can happen out here is that you are out here trying to do good in this world and nobody gives a shit about good anymore. Or at least that's the way it seems. You know, you ever feel that way? Of course you have. We've all felt it. You out here helping old ladies across the street. You out here giving, you know, trying to feed the hungry. Trying to give clothes and shelter to the homeless. You out here trying to make these schools better for the youth. You out here trying to hit these parents and these community citizens to the political schemes and the structure that's out here. You out here trying to educate, trying to elevate, trying to promote, trying to do something worthy, trying to move the needle, trying to move the needle from empty to full. One of the worst things that can happen is you out here doing those things and nobody seems to care. You know how demoralizing that shit is? Do you know how demoralizing it is? Magic words. The magic words. When I'm out there in the world and I hear somebody say, you know, that's why black people can't hear nothing. I mean, have nothing. Niggas ain't shit. Blah, blah, blah. Those are magic words. They definitely make me speak on them. They're not the good magic words, but they're definitely going to capture my attention and make me, you know, comment on that. I'm going to respond to it. I don't care if you're talking to me or not. I'm black. I know a bunch of black people that's doing some things. Now, we don't make a difference in the grand scheme. I understand what you may be saying, but you might be saying it because you ain't get your way. You might be saying it because you want some Caucasians to look at us a certain type of way. You might be more worried about how we look than the way we act. Well, I'm always more concerned about the way we act because the way we act will determine the way we look. if you understand what I'm saying. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, I'm going to tell you what I mean by what I'm saying. The way we act will either get us respect or will make people disrespect us. The way we act will either get us favors or it will take away opportunities from us. The way we act will make people say, you know what? Everybody kind of does that, so it's okay. Or will make people say, no, only them niggas do that. So when a person is out there talking that good shit, you ain't so worried about what they wearing. It just happens to be a coincidence, or it seems to be very consistent, not a coincidence. It just happens to be very consistent that very rarely are you going to see somebody in a thong bikini out there talking that fight the power black man shit. Doesn't seem to, just doesn't happen. Just doesn't, you know. Maybe it could. But I ain't seen it. I gotta watch it. I got the beats up in here. You know that's gonna be staining, baby. It look like I'm bleeding out here. Look like I'm bleeding. Carol says, I watched someone talk themselves out of a job during an interview. Okay. That's awesome. How about a doohickey? Yeah. Get me a bag of doohickeys. Which doohickeys? You know the doohickeys that glue the one pipe to another pipe. Oh, you mean a coupling? Yeah, I said the doohickey. Come on. Well, I need the exact name of the doohickey. It's too many doohickeys. Oh, man. Yeah. So, you know, the magic word, man. I mean, I think that we probably all have magic words out here. We all have words out here that will either turn us on or turn us off, that will either attract us to certain people or be like, I don't want to be around such and such. I don't like that energy. Bad energy over there. Bad energy over there. You know? So, and when it gets personal for us, somebody may use the wrong magic word. They may use the wrong magic word, and it might change our whole perception of them for good. And if we don't choose to communicate with them about what they did, it can sour a relationship for good. It can turn a relationship where we used to always, you know, hang out with each other, and we used to be really cool too. I mean, they all right, but I don't really rock with them no more. I don't really rock with them no more. And I've noticed that a lot of people who used to be cool with a lot of people, I noticed those people are often the ones who don't communicate a lot. So the magic words against them have not been communicated to the person who used those magic words. And so, you know, things can go left and go bad and go sour. Cal Chamberlain, thank you for the super chat. You know what? I'm so glad you sent that super chat. And I'm going to tell you why. For the whole month of March, I didn't get a super chat. Not a super chat, not a super sticker. For the whole month of March. I wasn't going to say nothing. I wasn't going to say nothing. I mean, it is what it is. I feel like if the words really hit you, if y'all feeling it, then y'all, you know, I'm not going to be on here like, yo, man, I can't get no super chats. I can't. I ain't gonna do all of that. You know what I mean? We people, but I appreciate that. And she said, just show us some support, my friend. Well, I appreciate you. My day is made, and I don't feel played, and I hope that you don't think I'm trying to throw shade, because I'm not. I'm giving you all I got, and that's appreciation. I got a lot for you, and I appreciate what you just did and what you do. That's my word. But, yeah, the magic word. The magic word. You know, people play around with the magic word. Like, well, the magic word for me is I got your money. I got your money. Carol says, oh, dang. Oh, dang. I'm sorry. I could have sent a couple of. I'm just saying. Listen, I check my stats. I check my YouTube stats every day. And, you know, it always gives you, in the last 28 days, it shows you your revenue. It shows you how many views you've gotten from each show and all that kind of stuff. And when I was looking at the revenue, it said revenue from fan generated revenue. It was like, I was like, but what about the month is 30 days? Until today, we was up to, let's see, about 48 days, 49 days. But I appreciate you. Thank you, T. Carrie, right? Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Carol, sit down north. That would get you slapped. T.K. Rice, the time is flying by so fast. I thought for sure that we all showed, y'all have showed me love. Just not in the form of money. Y'all here? And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I ain't blaming nobody or nothing like that. I mean, money is love, but love is love too. Acknowledgement is love. Y'all here every day, and there's something to be said about that, because you know, that pays too. So, but anyway, the magic words, y'all. I mean, come on, y'all. Give me some magic words. What are some magic words? What are some magic words that either y'all use or that are used against y'all? I mean, not against y'all, but used towards y'all that make you, you know, that will endear yourself to a person. You know, like, you know how you could tell, like, a child has been really trained well, groomed well, raised well. You could tell that either they have had traditional parents or their parents were very, very strict with making sure that they pronounce words right and that they acknowledge their elders correctly. So, like, if you hear a young child address you as sir or ma'am, you're like, now, ain't nothing wrong with a child saying Mr. or Miss, but it might be me. I don't know if it's y'all. It might be me. But a lot of these young cats, you don't even get a Mr. or a Miss. You might get it, hey, yo, old head. Oh, my fault, old head. My bad, old head. Hey, yo, OG. Hey, yo, OG. And I ain't saying nothing wrong with it. But those ain't the magic words. If I hear somebody under the age of 10 or somewhere between 10 and 20 address me as sir and they not being a smartass, excuse me, sir. You know, I have a blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, thank you, young man. I appreciate that, young lady. All right, what's your name? It's going to catch your attention. It might have been a magic word you didn't even really realize. You know, but they, look, now they in. That's going to separate them from all of the other children out there. Not saying that you're not going to help those children, but guess who's going to go first? Guess who you're going to ask for by name? Guess who you're going to put on the guest list? Guess who ain't going to have to wait in line? And all because their parents did the work of teaching proper etiquette to use towards, you know, their elders. Oh, okay. TK Wright says, I'm sorry. The magic words. I can dig that. There's way too little of that out here. Carol says, please and thank you. TK Wright laughing at Carol. Tell us, right? No dry begging over here. That's right. No dry begging. We ain't got the dry bag, baby. We good. Carol says, like, where did you grow up? Because I'm not used to our children addressing adults that way anymore in a respectful way. Some, not all. You're right. That's why it's going to catch your attention. That's exactly why it's going to get your attention. Now, we grew up with Mr. or Miss. Sometimes we would even go Mr. or Mrs. You know, we lazy with the Mrs., but those of us who were really, really trained, right, like Mrs. So, you know, we acknowledging whether they married or not, whether they take on the last name of the man that that lives in the house. Anyway, but we grew up. Everybody was Miss. I mean, you know, all of our friends' moms was Miss this, Mrs. that. Listen, nowadays, it's like when I hear, like, all right, for example, at work, we're all adults. But when I hear, like, when I hear the younger employees address the older employees as Mr. or Miss, I think it's a good thing. But it almost sounds like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it doesn't seem to have the power that it used to have. Like, they just happen to be calling them Mr. or Miss because they reserve the option to call them just their name. You know, you're at work. We're all sort of on the same adult equal plane. You know? So, are those magic words when they're at work? I don't know. Shoot. It might have the opposite effect now. You know what I mean? Some of these old heads on the job, they might be like, oh, damn, the young girl calling me Mr. Rob, Mr. Dave, Mr. J. That mean I ain't going to be able to fuck. I ain't going to be. Like, just slow down, dog. Slow down. You're wrong. It's wrong. It's immoral. I said it's wrong. It's immoral. Do you know the witness that the chances do 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 be boom? Oh no. All right. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, people on my job call me Miss Carol or Auntie. TK Wright says, no. No, with the exclamation point, is actually a magic word when sued. Oh, when said, when sounded by the, okay, when said by the right person. Okay. Interesting. Carol Chamberlain says, a gentleman I work with is very close in age to me, but I address him as Mr. out of respect. TK Wright says, I got you. Same thing. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got you works when it's from a person that's really going to get you. You know, there's a certain confidence that the I got you sayer has to have. Because other than that, like, you got me. You got me, huh? You got me. Okay. Yeah, because you know when some people say I got you, that means look, I just blew you off. The person that you have confidence in says, I got you. You know that means that they're going to take care of business in the way that needs to be taken care of for you in your favor. When the person, when the bullshitter says, I got you, you know that means they still owe you. I need my 500 back, nigga, I got you. I need my 50 back, nigga, I got you. Need you to show up on time, nigga, I got you. Need you to be there, nigga, I got you. I got you. I need the information. Yo, I got you. I need the things on time. I got you. Did you finish those reports? I got you. Will you be there? I got you. I got you. Yeah, I got you by the wrong person. That's the magic word. You know what I got you is in a negative sense? You know what magic word that is? That's the word that lets you know that you better find somebody else to do it. You better explore other options because that one ain't coming through. Their I got you means that they owe you. That means that they not going to be there and they just showed you and they just told you. And you ain't listening. I hope you got somebody else because you're going to get this. And yo, for that time, they ain't going to be there. They ain't going to shine. They're going to shine the light of darkness on your face, and they're going to blow up your spot and tear down your place. Burn down your whole house. Your spouse and your kids went up with it, and they did. You, yo, did you give them a warning? You put them up against them. Oh, my God. You are my starship. Come break us up tonight. Unite my day. All right, let's go. Let's go, y'all. TK Wright says, I give out I got yous, but don't get that back. I am meant to serve in that role. Okay. TK Wright says, in New York City, I got you could mean that I'll be of help or you better cough. That's my word, though. That's for true. That's for true. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, these magic words ain't all cut from the same cloth. You know, just like, you know, you may have trained your dog so well, they understand all commands. But if the wrong person tries to give your dog those commands, they ain't doing it. Wrong voice, wrong smell, wrong energy, wrong choice. Get out of here with that. Nope. You know? As Sarge said in A Soldier Story, I ain't doing nothing white folks say. No more. I ain't doing nothing white folks say. No more. Man, A Soldier Story. Yeah, A Soldier Story. Such a dope story. Yes, I ain't doing nothing you white folks say. No more. I ain't doing nothing white folks say. No more, no more, no more, no more. I ain't doing nothing white folks say no more. I ain't doing nothing white folks say no more. I ain't doing nothing white folks say no more. No more, no more, no more, no more. Magic word. For people who are a slave to compliments, you tell them they pretty, you tell them that they dress nice, that they fly, or that they the shit or whatever, might be the magic word. Some people live off of that shit. Social media is full of people like that. Why would you think they posting butt shots and cleavage shots and titty shots and damn near naked shots all day? I mean, y'all really have to consider what we talking about on social media. Like, there are people who really think in their minds that you want to see their image and like and compliment them on their picture every single day, multiple times. It shouldn't be too hard to figure out their magic words, because they looking for something. They fishing for something. I don't know exactly who, but they have casted their line out there, and they are hoping that a whole lot of people bite. Emily Dunlap in the house of Santa. Emily. You got a headache, Emily? You got a headache, or you giving out him headaches? What? What the guine, Emily? Anyway, take your Tylenol. Better yet, take a Midol. Do they still have Midol? Midol is good for a headache. Excedrin, perfect for a headache. It's the same acetaminophen as the Tylenol, but for some reason, better for your head than Tylenol. Yeah, I don't know. You know, the magic word is only magic when it's coming from the right area. It can only perform magic when it's coming from the right source. So people out here trying to figure out your magic word, they trying to cast some spells on you with the magic words that they have for you. Ain't no abracadabra working over here. Ain't no alakazoo working over here. Ain't no hocus pocus working over here. None of that bullshit is working over here. A la peanut butter sandwiches over here. It ain't working over here. Not over here. You can't say no magic words over here. Gotta be respectful. Yeah. Over here, you got to get to know the person over here. Come over here and know before you try to use the words over here. Over here, yo, we do things different over here. Yo, we traditional over here. Emily Dunlap says, I don't take anything for headaches, just good rest. Yeah, well, check your blood pressure, because sometimes your blood pressure can give you headaches, in which... You know, that could be a dire situation. So, but if it is for your blood pressure, I suggest that you eat like some cloves of garlic. It'll help that thing. Now, this is what I know. This is what I know. That's why I keep a bunch of garlic up in the joint. It's why I keep a bunch of garlic up in the cooler ring. But yeah, good rest should help it. But have you ever woke up with a headache? It just don't seem fair, do it, Emily. It's just not right. That ain't right. Sometimes you know where a headache is coming from, and sometimes you just don't. Sometimes. All right, y'all. We got to do these birthday shout-outs. That's the magic word right now. We got to do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 17th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Raja Lowry Perry. Happy birthday to you. And Michael Stone Campbell, happy birthday to you, turning 55 years old today. And Richard Marshall, turning 67 years old today. And my girl, Miss Dukes Bailey, turning 41 years old today. And my girl, Leah Smalls. I've done business with Leah Smalls. Happy birthday to you, Miss Smalls. And Anita Mimi Celios, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my man, Apollos Baker, turning 53. Years old today, the big 5-0. I didn't realize that he was that much younger than us, but it all makes sense now. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all, and I want to say happy birthday to all y'all, and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. April 17th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, the magic word. You will catch a lot more bees than you will with honey. Catch a lot more with your brain than you will with money. I'm lying. You want to catch a lot more with money, but they'll never be down with you, and they'll never be your honey. Not for real, because when the money goes, they're going to chill. Find somebody else to give them the bill. And you used to be the one, but you don't do it no more, son, so you need the magic words and act like you heard. Those magic words, when they come on through, when you make sure they use the magic words with you. All my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night with another Daily Go Get a Mism show. So make sure y'all come through. Make sure y'all come through. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So, Blog Talk, we gonna get you out of here. Yeah.